Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamre Avram Golder and today Maseches Kedushin Daf Yud Zayin, the first parak Hayisha Niknes. The Zichu Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Tanaim discuss how much an Eved Ivri receives for Hanaka. Three opinions are offered. Rav Meir says Chamesh Slaim Mekol Min Vamin, five slaim from each type mentioned in the pasuk, flock, granary, and wine, Shehen Chamesh Esrei Slaim, which totals 15 slaim. He mentions the total to clarify that five slaim of each type are not required so long as the total amount is 15 slaim. Rav Yehuda says Shloshim K'Shloshim Shel Eved, 30 slaim, like the 30 given to the master of an Eved Kanani killed by an animal. Rabbi Shimon says, Chamishim k'chamishim shebe'erchin, 50 slaim, like the 50 paid for the highest erech pledge. Remer derives the amount from a gezer shava from the 5 slaim given to a kohen for bechor, and applies it to each variety rather than the total, because the word reikam, empty, appears in the pasuk before the three varieties. Rabbi Yehuda has a gezer shava from the 30 slaim of an Eved Kanani, and the Gemara explains why he didn't compare it instead to erechin, and Rabbi Shimon has a gezer shava from erechin. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, Eved Ivri Oved as Haben ve'eno Oved as Habas. An Eved Ivri serves the master's son, but not the daughter if there's no son. Anama Ivriya, a Nirtza and one sold to an idolater, do not even serve their master's sons. Concerning the first law, a Braisa darshans a pasuk, Vavdecha Sheishanim, and he shall serve you 6 years, implying, L'chav L'yorish, he shall serve you, the master, but not the heir of the master, referring to a brother or daughter. Nevertheless, he serves a son because the pasuk says, Sheish Sham Yavod, he shall serve 6 years without specifying you. The Gemara explains that a son is presumed to be a more direct substitute of the father than a brother because a son stands in his father's place for Yud, to marry his father's Alma Ivriya, and for Steachuza. He can redeem ancestral land the father was Makdish before Yovel such that it will not transfer to Kohanim at Yovel. Although a brother stands in his deceased brother's place for Yibum, the Gemara responds, Klum Yesh Yibum El B'Makim She'ein Ben, is there any Yibum except where there's no son? Hayesh Ben, Ein Yibum, when there is a son, there's no Yibum. And point number three, Rav said, Devar Torah Ovid Kochabim Yorsh as Aviv. Biblically, an idolater inherits his father, as the Pasuk says, V'chi Shavim Konehu, he shall calculate with his Gentile purchaser, which teaches, V'loim Yorshe Konehu, but not with the purchaser's heirs, meaning a Jewish slave of an idolater is not inherited, which implies that ordinarily they do inherit his possessions. Yochan provides a different source on the next daf. A ger does not inherit his father biblically because he's not halachically related to him, but inherits him rabbinically. This is seen from a Mishnah discussing a ger and idolater, who are brothers, who inherit their father's possessions, and among them are idols or other goods which are prohibited in benefit. The ger can offer the idolater to take all the idols, and he'll take money instead. He cannot make his exchange after the idols come into his domain. This proves that a ger does not inherit his father biblically because otherwise he could not offer the above exchange, trading idols he legally owns for other goods. Rather, he only inherits rabbinically Shema Yachzor L'Surah, lest he return to his former ways to receive the inheritance. A ger is not inherited at all by a son who's either an idolater or a ger. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Tanaim discuss how much an Eved Ivri receives for Hanaka. Three opinions are offered. Rav Meir says, Chamesh Slaim Mekol Min Vamin, five slime from each type mentioned in the pasuk, flock, granary, and wine, Shehen Chamesh Esrei Slaim, which totals 15 slime. He mentions the total to clarify that five slime of each type are not required so long as the total amount is 15 slime. Rav Yehuda says, Shloshim K'Shloshim Shel Eved, 30 slime, like the 30 given to the master of an Eved Kanani killed by an animal. Rabbi Shimon says, Chamishim k'chamishim shebe'erchin, 50 slime, like the 50 paid for the highest erech pledge. Remer derives the amount from a gezer shava from the 5 slime given to a kohen for bechor, and applies it to each variety rather than the total, because the word reikam, empty, appears in the pasuk before the three varieties. Rav Yehuda has a gezer shava from the 30 slime of an Eved Kanani, and the Gemara explains why he didn't compare it instead to erechin, and Rabbi Shimon has a gezer shava from erechin. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, Eved Ivri Oved as Haben ve'eno Oved as Habas. An Eved Ivri serves the master's son, but not the daughter if there's no son. Anama Ivriya, a Nirtza and one sold to an idolater, do not even serve their master's sons. Concerning the first law, a Braisa darshans a pasuk, Vavdecha Sheishanim, and he shall serve you 6 years, implying, L'chav L'yorish, he shall serve you, the master, but not the heir of the master, referring to a brother or daughter. Nevertheless, he serves a son because the pasuk says, Sheish Sham Yavod, he shall serve 6 years without specifying you. The Gemara explains that a son is presumed to be a more direct substitute of the father than a brother because a son stands in his father's place for Yud, to marry his father's Alma Ivriya, and for Steachuza. He can redeem ancestral land the father was Makdish before Yovel such that it will not transfer to Kohanim at Yovel. Although a brother stands in his deceased brother's place for Yibum, the Gemara responds, Klum yesh Yibum el b'makom she'ein ben? Is there any Yibum except where there's no son? Hayesh ben, ein Yibum. When there is a son, there's no Yibum. And point number three, Rava said, Devar Torah over kochavim yorshes aviv. Biblically, an idolater inherits his father. The pasuk says, v'chi shavim konehu, he shall calculate with his Gentile purchaser, which teaches, v'lo im yorshe konehu, but not with the purchaser's heirs, meaning a Jewish slave of an idolater is not inherited, which implies that ordinarily they do inherit his possessions. Yochan provides a different source on the next daf. A ger does not inherit his father biblically because he's not halachically related to him, but inherits him rabbinically. This is seen from a Mishnah discussing a ger and idolater, who are brothers, who inherit their father's possessions, and among them are idols or other goods which are prohibited in benefit. The ger can offer the idolater to take all the idols, and he'll take money instead. He cannot make his exchange after the idols come into his domain. This proves that a ger does not inherit his father biblically because otherwise he could not offer the above exchange, trading idols he legally owns for other goods. Rather, he only inherits rabbinically shemi yachzer l'sura, lest he return to his former ways to receive the inheritance. A ger is not inherited at all by a son who's either an idolater or a ger. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yud zayin, and our standard siman is a used car. A used car salesman. So here goes. The freed Eved Ivri, who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his anaka, from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, saw a ger drive off with a car he bought with monies inherited rabbinically from his father, leaving his brother, the idolater, behind, holding his late father's idols. Once again, slow motion. The freed Eved Ivri, who went enthusiastically to buy a used car? That must mean we're on daf Yud Zion. The freed Eved Ivri, who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his hanaka, which reminds us, there's a three-way machlokes regarding how much an Eved Ivri receives for hanaka, whether it's 15, 30, or 50 slime. So the freed Eved Ivri, who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his hanaka, from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that Eved Ivri oved as a ben ve'ena oved as a bas, and Eved Ivri serves a master's son, but not the daughter if there's no son. Anami Ivri, a nirza, and one sold to an idolater, do not even serve their master's sons. Concerning the first law, a brisa darshan a pasuk, v'avdecha sheshanim, and he shall serve you 6 years, implying l'cha v'lo yorish, he shall serve you, the master, but not the heir of the master, referring to a brother or daughter. Nevertheless, he serves the son because the pasuk says, Sheishanim Yavot, he shall serve 6 years without specifying you. The Gemara goes on to explain that a son is presumed to be a more direct substitute of the father than a brother because the son stands in his father's place for you to marry his father's Amr Ivriya, and for Stei Achuza, he can redeem ancestral land the father was Makdish before Yovel. So the freed Eved Ivri, who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his anaka, from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, saw a ger drive off with a car he bought with monies inherited rabbinically from his father, leaving his brother the idolater behind, holding his late father's idols. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a Mishnah discussing a ger and idolater who are brothers, who inherit their father's possessions, and among them are idols or other goods which are prohibited in benefit. The ger can offer the idolater to take all the idols, and he'll take money instead. He could not make this exchange after the idols come into his domain. This proves that a ger does not inherit his father biblically because otherwise he could not offer the above exchange, trading idols he legally owns for other goods. Rather, he only inherits rabbinically shemi yachzer l'suro, lest he return to his former ways to receive the inheritance. So once again, the freed Eved Ivri, who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his anaka, from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, saw a ger drive off with a car he bought with monies inherited rabbinically from his father, leaving his brother the idolater behind, holding his late father's idols. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Chazar. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy standing at the diamond-shaped pulpit, who was shocked when a man stole a ribbon from a girl and then handed it to her for kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man once stole ribbons from a woman, and when she asked for them, he responded, if I give them to you, will you be married to me? She accepted them and was silent. Rav Nachum ruled that she can say, ein, shakli, vididi shakli, yes, I took them, but I took that which was mine and did not accept them as kedushin. So the bar mitzvah boy standing at the diamond-shaped pulpit, who was shocked when a man stole a ribbon from a girl and then handed it to her for kedushin, wisely refused to get involved because he wasn't qualified, and it would be worse than bringing a mabul. Which reminds Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel, Kol she'enu yodei b'tiv gittin v'kedushin, anyone who does not know the laws of gittin and kedushin, lo yehelo esek imahen, should have no involvement in them. Rav Yochanan added, v'kashin l'olam yosim edor ha'mabul, and those who involve themselves without qualification are worse for the world than the generation of the flood. So the bar mitzvah boy standing at the diamond-shaped pulpit who was shocked when a man stole a ribbon from a girl and then handed it to her for kiddushin. Wisely refused to get involved because he wasn't qualified and it would be worse than bringing a mabul. And shared that he had plans to bring the olah for his late mother because she booted the daraisa and she died after bringing her chatas. Which reminds us, two disputes are recorded which revolve around if she booted the daraisa, the obligation of a person's property is beholden to a debt biblically requiring payment after his death. A mishnah states about a woman who gave birth who brought her requisite chatas, but died before bringing her olah, that her heirs must bring her olah. Shmuel qualifies this, it only applies where she designated an olah while she was still living. But if she didn't, her heirs do not bring an olah. The Gemara deduces that he holds she booted love daraisa. The obligation on her inherited property is not beholden biblically. Rabbi Yochanan says the heirs must bring her olah even if she did not designate one because he holds shibuta daraisa. Daf Yadalad. So the simmer Daf Yadalad is a hand and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Yavama who is juggling diamonds, juggling, that must be run Daf Yadalad. Yad. The Yavama who is juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal Vachomer, which reminds the Gemara brings the source for the Kinyanim of a Yavam. The Yavam's death permits her based on a Kal Vachomer. If a married woman whose adultery is punishable by death becomes permitted through her husband's death, then a Yavama whose adultery is only a Lav should certainly become permitted with the Yavam's death. So the Yavama who is juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal Vachomer, decide to use the gems to be Kona, an Eved, with a Kinyan Kesef, which reminds the Gemara brings the Kinyanim of an Eved Ivri and the source for acquiring an Eved with money. The Torah teaches that an Amma Ivri can be redeemed by deducting time served from her original purchase price. This indicates she was originally purchased with money, proving that an Eved Ivri may be acquired with money. So the Yavama who's juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal Vachomer decided to use the gems to be Kona and Eved with a Kinyan Kesef and saw an Eved sold by Basin show off his bored ear to a Mocher Atzmo who looked in disgust, which reminds us, a Braisa discusses four distinctions between a servant who sells himself and one sold by Basin, one of them being that a Mocher Atzmo Eino Nirza, one who sells himself cannot have his ear bored to remain after completing his term. Mocheru Basin Nirza, but one sold by Basin can have his ear bored to remain. Rabbi Elazar disputes all the distinctions, saying that both types of servants are only sold for 6 years, can be Nirza, receive gifts upon leaving, and can be given a Shivcha Chananis. Dav Tezvav, so the similar Dav Tezvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. After the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl, that must be more in Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat. After the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Eved sold by Beis Din, which reminds us, a brayso in the previous Daf listed a machlokes about several differences between an Eved Ivri who sold himself and one sold by Beis Din. Here the Gemara explains the opinion that one who sold himself does not receive a hanaka gifts when he goes free. The Pasuk says about one sold by Beis Din, Hanek Tanik Lo, you shall surely give him gifts, Lo, Velo, Lamocher Atzmo, teaching that they are only given to him and not to one who sells himself. The Gemara brings an explanation for what the other Tana darshans from the word Lo. So, after the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Eved sold by Beis Din, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Eved Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, which reminds us Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov requires three psukim to teach that each type of Eved Ivri, one who sold himself, one sold by Beis Din, and a Nirza, go free at Yovel. So, after the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, owing to the Eved sold by Beis Din, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Eved Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, leaving only the Jewish slave of an idolater redeemed by his rich uncle, who wasn't going free, empty-handed, which reminds us, this machlokes of a Jewish slave of an idolater goes free when redeemed by relatives or others. But Yossi Gui holds, it's logical he should serve others who redeem him, because if he would go free, they would hold back and not redeem him. Rabbi Akiva holds it's logical that he should serve relatives who redeem, because otherwise every day he would go and sell himself to idolaters knowing his relatives will free him. Daf Tezayin, so the simmer Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. After the acrobat with large toes, that must be more on Daf Tezayin. After the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri with a shtar, just like an Amma Ivriya, which reminds us, Ula says the source that an Eved Ivri may be acquired with a shtar is the Pasuk Imacheres Ikachlo, if he takes another wife, in addition to his father's Amma Ivriya, Ikisha Kasva Acheres. The Pasuk compares the Amma to the other ordinary wife. So just as a wife is acquired with a shtar, an Amma, and by extension an Eved, is also acquired with a shtar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov provides a second drasha. So after the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar, just like an Ami Ivria, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, which reminds us Rabbi teaches that an Eved Ivri's body is owned by the master during his term, and therefore, the master who forgives the remainder of what the slave owes him, the remainder is not forgiven because the master's partial ownership of the Eved Ivri cannot be forgiven. So, after the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar just like an Ami Ivria, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, and that the Ami Ivria didn't go free upon her father's death, which reminds us, Rav Amar quotes a brisa which lists the servants who receive Hanukkah gifts as one who goes out at the end of 6 years at Yovel with the master's death and an Ami Ivria through Simanim, but he doesn't list the father's death. This proves conclusively that an Ami Ivria does not go free with the father's death. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf to discuss the source for acquiring an Eved Ivri with a shtar, one being that it was learned from a hekesh between an Ami Ivria and an ordinary wife? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have machokes if shibud d'oraisa, if the obligation of a person's property is beholden to a debt biblically requiring payment after death, such as bringing a late mother's ola after she already brought a chatas? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which of the learned in Eved Ivri serves his late master's sons, but not his daughter nor brother? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which of the learned the different ways that an Eved is acquired, one of them being through a Kinyan Kesef? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which of the learned that Ami Ivri does not go free upon her father's death? That's on daf Tazayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have a three-way machlokes regarding how much an Eved Ivri receives for his Hanukkah? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which of the learned Eved Ivri's body is owned by the master during his term? That's on daf Tazayin. Good. Number 8. Which of the learned the Shmuel rules that if a man was mekadesh a woman with a single date, we have to be concerned that it was worth a pruta in Madai? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf we have a case where a ger and an idolater inherit their late father, and we learn that the ger only inherits rabbinically? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which daf are three different psukim brought to teach that the three different types of Eved Ivri go free at Yovel? That's on daf Tezvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhoff from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.